Baba, shimmy, how was that?
Stop.
Yep, stop.
I've been sorry the last couple of days. There's a chus of end of day the Torah way, the man of Torah that's created just from the sheets. I wrote on that title, I keep it on Herrick. After Kiddush, is it so poshut? People were asking all sorts of shaylas. Maybe I'm talking about Ikka and Tofu, what's the bracha? Maybe Aikichot isn't really called a mezonos, and so therefore maybe I can't have it, we can't use that after Kiddush, or maybe because it's Aikichot with the herring. I'll confess, I'm just talking about in Kiddush, the dinner of Aikichot Rokhim Sudha, is it good enough to have mezonos, which is the minhag everyone does? Just to discuss the different shittas, our shittas that you can only have it with Hamotzi, some shittas that even with Peris, just discuss different shittas. So, as Tosfos brings in Sachim, Tosfos says that I can't have, all you can have is bread after Kiddush, because you can only, with the Sudha Shachris and the Sudha Arvis, the Lel Shabbos and Shabbos morning, you can only be Yotze your Sudha with bread. And even if the only tzad where other things might help, and Zonos, and maybe even Peris, Shulchanach is brought that maybe even Peris helps is by the Shishis. So the first two Suddhas of Shabbos, only bread helps. And therefore, because of In Kiddush and Makom Sudha, therefore you have to have bread after straight after Kiddush. So the Achronim will bring this, is that you see from this thing is said, that the In Kiddush and Makom Sudha, the Pshat is not just after Kiddush you have to have some sort of, you have to eat something. The dinner of In Kiddush and Makom Sudha is that after Kiddush you have to have the Sudha, which should be Yetz the Shabbos. You have to have Yetz the Shabbos, which only Lechem works for the Friday night and Shabbos morning. And Rosh also brings that. And so the Magen Avraham brings down from Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah even more strong that they say that really the only chil to have Lechem on Shabbos is because of the dinner of In Kiddush and Makom Sudha. That the fact that your chayv, your Kiddush has to have a Sudha straight afterwards is you have to have a Sudha of Lechem. The Shulti Giborim brings that even with Peiros, you could be Yotze Kiddush Makom Sudha. And he says why? Because even though you have to have a proper Sudha, and Sudha is much more proper Kviyas, but he says we find by Maisa that Shabbos is Keveah any Achida to this Keveah. Right? Because normally by Maisa, if it's only an Achidas Arai, like a temporary sort of Achida, you're potter from Maisa. But on Shabbos, you have to take Maisa. It's not potter because Shabbos is Keveah. See, that's what I've been here. Any type of Sudha is called this Keveah. That you can Yotze Kiddush Makom Sudha. In Shulchan Aruch, it brings a third shit. It says from the Goyim that you can have lechem, and also you can have wine. And first of all, interestingly, there's machlokes about whether when you can have wine, let's say, yeah. So if you have in your kiddush, yeah, you make kiddush on wine normally. Could you be yotze with that wine which you're making kiddush from? Can you yotze that makom sudha? And then normally, the person drinks a reviyas of wine after kiddush, you wouldn't have to have anything else. So there might as much for that. You could be yotze with that. But the person will say that no, that the bush and the bach, no, you have to have a separate reviyas because the dinner get in kiddush and makom sudha is that you have to have a separate sudha apart from what's coming for the actual kiddush. The Rambam Gadol says also if someone go and be make a kiddush on bread, yeah. Which the person, if you, in a case where you don't mind, make a kiddush on bread. Also, you have to have two kazeis in the bus. You can't have what you're using for the actual kiddush, the wine or the bread that has to come for the actual kiddush to be for the sudha for the kiddush. Okay. Also, it's very interesting that it's brought down. Rashi brings down two different shotim where we know what's the makor of the din in kiddush and makom sudha. Bombsha is because it says the karosa the Shabbos Oynik. Yeah, that you call that, so the karosa is called a kiddush. The Shabbos Oynik is talking about Oynik is Sudha. So you have to have the Kriya of Shabbos, the kiddush of Shabbos has to be Bamakam Sudha. And Bombsha is that since we know there's a din to have in kiddush and a bayayin, you have to have wine with it. It's mishtavah that it's, what sort of wine is it? It's a chashva sort of wine, not just you drink a cup of wine, it's a wine, bishar Sudha, which is much more chashva type of wine. So there's the chiddush there, it'd be much better that you can't be yotze with a sudha of wine, because it doesn't make it more choshev if you're having wine with wine. You need to have wine as part of the sudda, something more, effort, dhims or something. Let's get back to the shulchanog. So where's the shulchanog? What's pashat in this shitta that you can have wine and you can also have bread? What's the pashat in this? Okay, it's not going out to taste this, because shulchanog paskins that the sudda of Shabbos has to be with lechem dafka, Friday night, Shabbos morning. So why would wine help? And it's also going to be burned, because anything should help if Shabbos is kever. So the guy is mashmid, if Shabbos is, he says, because the Gemara Bracha says that yayin is misad tzoyit. Yayin is something, two things that are, they give a certain very high level of satisfaction, of filling a person up, yeah, which is wine and bread. And therefore, these two things, you can get to, you can get to your sudda. Because sudda is mashmid, that's something which is tzoyit.
Either
wine or bread, yeah, not both, yeah. So it's also very much from the Gan that stuff with these two things, nothing else. Kibegia says an interesting thing. He says that he says that it depends. He brings from a drisha that it depends. It depends because there's a shayla there. There's a din that certain things you have to make a bracha achar of bim kaimon. Yeah, so lechem for sure. And we paskin that mazonos as well. And there are shittos and shonim that even the sheva minim, we have to make a bracha achra bim kaimam. He says something which you make a bracha achra bim kaimam, that's called that you've got us, that it's kever, the sudda, in this mokum, and therefore, since you have to make a bracha afterwards in this place, it's called the kvias of an eating in this mokum, and therefore, you have to make. And therefore, that would be good enough for Makom Kiddush. It depends. If you go, they go in my paskening, they go with the shita that wine as well would be, you have to make a brachah in Kaimon. And therefore, it's called Kiddush Makom Tzoda. You can use it with wine. But he says, we paskum, not like that. We paskum like the man do Omar, that on wine you don't make a brachah in Kaimon afterwards. But on mine dogon, mechamish mine dogon, on mazonos, things that are made, we are all these things. Yeah, then you do make a bracha b'kaimam, then you could be yotzei with that. But the problem is that doesn't really work in Shulchan Aruch, because first of all, Shulchan Aruch is mashma and doesn't say anything about other types of. He doesn't say anything about other shulchanim, he just says wine, and he doesn't mention anything about you need dogon. And also, because he paskins that you don't have to have a bracha achra b'kaimam by wine. It could be definitely don't paskin like that. So, why here should he be able to yotzei with Makom? So, the Magen Avraham says that if by wine it's good enough, then the Minya Dogma definitely going to be choshev more of a sudda. They're going to be choshev more of a sudda, but I don't know exactly why. So, okay. It's a bit short.
Yeah.
It's a nice one outside.
Yeah. Oh, the mother, I'm coming to make it.